Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. What is going on, fam? Welcome to a brand new episode of the All Moves Podcast. Welcome to the show, fam. It's December 1st, 2023, as I record this. Man, the year went by. The year just flew by. So much has happened this year, and I'm excited for 2024, fam. This is the last month, and depending on when you're listening to this, think about how, you know, from now till 2024, and then if you're listening to this in 2024, or whatever year this is, because people go back and listen to episodes I had from 2018, 2019, 2020, it's interesting how, like, the energy is the same. The energy is the same. How it's getting excited about ending the year strong and starting the new year with a bang. The energy is always the same, regardless of where I am in my life. And I look back at the last, 5 to 6 years I've been recording the show. And every time, you know, the message is the same. Hey, the new year's coming. Hey, prepare for the new year. Hey, end the year strong. The energy is the same. But before we move on with this show, with this episode, if you haven't done so yet, fam, it would mean so much to me. And I ask this every single episode, if you could leave a review on the show. If you are somebody who's been listening to this on Apple Podcasts, even if you're not listening to this on Apple Podcasts, go download the app. Go to Apple Podcasts on your desktop, on your computer. Leave a review on the show. It does help with the growth of the podcast, because I know there's people who say, I listen on different platforms, on Spotify or different platforms, right? If you can, go over to Apple Podcast and leave a review. I would truly appreciate that. And also head over to theaboutitlife.com. Go grab your merch. Go get some About It Life hats, t-shirts. Grab that, fam. And let's just get into the show. Let's get into the show. So Hold on. Give me 1 second, fam. So the other day I posted a quote that says, being a loser is a mentality, a mindset, a way of life. It's the carelessness and lack of self-respect. It's valuing what is cheap, easy, and entertaining over what is quality, hard to get, and deeply meaningful. It's doing the bare minimum and never giving all of yourself to anything that is best for you. The fact is, how you feel is your responsibility. Your current position is self-made and can instantly change right now by raising your standards. I want to talk about success. I want to talk about success on this episode, fam, and really get close to that word and what that really means. The caption on that post that I put on Instagram, this was on, what was it? This happened yesterday. So what date was yesterday? Happened on November 30th, 2023. So you can go back on my Instagram and check it out if that's what you want to do. Change what you are willing to accept and it will change the quality of your life. That's the caption. Now, fam, let's talk about success. Since the beginning of this show, it's 2018, I said that the energy stood the same. The energy is the same. It's about forever growth. It's about understanding yourself. It's about understanding the problems of the mind. It's about stepping your game up. It's about seeing yourself for who you actually are. It's about not escaping. It's about self-love, self-respect. It's about success. Living a successful life. How is it, fam, that week after week after week I've been consistent? How is it since I've started training, week after week after week, I've been consistent? In fact, I'm about to reach a full year of training boxing and jiu-jitsu and MMA. I'm about to reach a full year. How come when I get involved in anything, anything I decide to do, fam, it's two things. The goal is to win. And if I don't win, I learn. So I can make adjustments, adapt and adjust to win. Also, consistency. I keep doing it. I show up because it's a way of life. And when success is your religion, meaning the overall thing that's over you where you know, hey, I want to win. I want to do what's best for myself. And winning means doing what's best for you. What is the absolute best outcome in this scenario? That's the goal, right? That comes from a lot of self-love and self-respect. That's you saying that I'm going to do what's best for me, and if I'm going to get involved in anything, I want the most success out of it, right? Now, there's some things that you learn where you get started on something and you realize that there's a lot more to it than what you thought, or you actually see the truth of it and then you gotta make an adjustment, right? And that happens where you start something or you do something and you say, okay, and let me make an adjustment, but you can trust that adjustment. You can trust when you make a pivot because your overall outlook on life is you want the absolute best outcome. You want success. You want to win. And what I see out here, what I see overall, is a lot of mediocrity. I see a lot of people that are okay with just existing through life. A lot of people are okay with doing the bare minimum. A lot of people get offended by listening to things like this, right? And the truth is, only losers get offended when they listen to things like this. You should want to see yourself. You should want to, regardless of how painful it is, you should respect the truth. You should respect the position you are in, and you look around, you're saying, damn, I am doing this to myself. The way I'm responding to a situation is getting me the results I'm getting now. Yeah, it is difficult. Let's acknowledge all of that. I love acknowledging the difficulty of things because it is difficult, right? A lot of it's difficult. It's hard. It's difficult. Yes, of course. But it's how you respond to all of that, which is what I'm talking about. So like I said in the post, being a loser is a mentality. It's a mindset. It's a way of life, right? You can have $1 in your bank account right now and still have a winner's mentality. Why is that? Because the results show that, hey, I'm making moves, right? Or I'm making moves, period, in life. I'm existing, I'm making decisions in life. And these are the results, right? And with a change in perspective, by raising your standards, by looking at things for what it is, you can look at that $1 in your bank account and you can get discouraged or get inspired. And you can look at it and say, man, I've messed up. I've made poor choices. Or maybe you've invested big, let's say you've invested thousands of dollars and now you with $1 in your pocket. And you realize that that investment wasn't a great investment. Or now, depending on what the investment is, you need to practice patience. Because maybe it's patience that you need to work on. Maybe that's the lesson. There's a lot of lessons. You either win or you learn. And during the learning process, you're learning to eventually win. So if you're in a current position right now that you look around and you say, damn, I'm not where I want to be. Don't be embarrassed and don't be ashamed by it. What is your mentality on it? What is your mindset on it? Because a winner just needs to be told one time. A winner needs to understand it. Because a lot of people just were guided by the wrong people. They have a winner's mentality. They value success, right? They value clarity and awareness. They want to overcome the problems of the mind so they can live a thriving life instead of loving the process of escaping or loving the process of healing, right? I'm healing. How many people are healing for decades? Because the process of healing is what people are interested in. They love the process, the attention that comes with, I'm getting better, right? They love the environments of people who are, you know, just almost getting it right, just almost there, right? Who don't really value being healed, because being healed is the end. Being healed is like, I'm going to do whatever it takes to be healed. Boom, I am healed. Now it's time to live. It's time to grow. It's time to inspire. It's time to win. It's time to succeed. And that is success, right? It's like saying if I break my leg and I love the doctors that constantly see me, or I'm in, you know, trying to recover my leg because I got hit it's a real injury. And then the doctors and the personal trainers and all these things, I'm like, oh, if I am healed, then I'm no longer showing up to these places. But I love the doctors and the trainers so much that I'm just going to prolong this injury because I love the environment that I'm in. It's like, no, you know what I'm saying? It's no, I'm doing this. I'm in this training room. I'm in this doctor's office because I'm trying to heal this leg that's broken, right? I took the cast off. Now it's time to learn how to walk again, right? I'm not just going to keep showing up to these places because I'm thinking, oh, I'm healing forever. No, I'm doing it to get healed. And once I'm healed, boom, I can move on to the bigger purpose, to the bigger mission. But again, there's a lot of mediocrity. And I talked about this in the last episode, and in the last episode, I talked about the fear of loving oneself and the sacrifices you have to make to love yourself. But if you value success and you look at your life around and understand that you are the leader of your life, you are the leader of your life. You are setting the example. People are looking at you as an example, right? Someone sees you as their source of inspiration. Someone sees you as their source of education. Someone's looking at you and saying, I know what not to do, or I know what to do. You're a physical representation of that. You know what you decide to talk about and how you move, and it's all clear to everyone around you. The results make sense. See, people like to quit on themselves because of how hard it gets, and people quit on themselves thinking that that's an easier way, right? But someone who quits on themselves is not operating with love. Someone who's quitting, and when I talk about quitting, it's not meaning, oh, I'm gonna quit this job to make an adjustment and do something else, or I'm gonna quit smoking so I can get my life together. I'm not talking about just the action of quitting, because sometimes you do need to quit things in order to adjust and thrive instead of staying in the same cycle over and over and over and over again. We're talking about quitting on yourself. The difficulty of doing what's healthiest for the body and mind. Right? And then people are just like, oh, it's okay. And it's those little decisions that add up. The little decisions. I have non-negotiables in my life. I am consistent because it's just like the way I breathe. It's me. It's me. I want to learn so I can be healed in whatever problem that I have. If I have problems in something and I am healing, I want to be healed as quickly as possible. I'm not trying to prolong that process. If there's a problem in my life, let's address it. Let's get it done. And you have to understand, not many people like this. If you're listening to this now, you're part of the few. If you can listen to this and really embrace what is being said, you're part of the few. Because most people just want entertainment. Most people just want to be entertained. They just want to believe. They don't want to know. They want to wish and hope, and they don't want to do. And this is facts, right? So looking at your life, be honest with yourself, man. Don't run away from these words. Don't run away from the word of success or the words of loser or the words of not doing or, you know, lazy. Don't run away from these words that can probably trigger something. It could bring all it's doing is bringing awareness to what you're doing, right? It's bringing awareness to your current position in life. Don't let it discourage you. Don't let none of this discourage you. Allow it to inspire you. Your life situation right now should inspire you. That is what winners do. And it's studying the game that you're in. It's playing the best position that you're in. It's being the best at the position that you are in. Meaning whatever, if you're a mom, is being the best mom. If you are, whatever it is that you're doing. It's about being the best in that position. It's just very interesting to me. Man, because I never understood how one can not want what's best for themselves. Recently, I just came back from being in New York, and I went to go visit my family for Thanksgiving. And being back in that environment, man, has really, it just brought things to perspective again. You know, the things, I went to all the old spots I used to go to just to, you know, create my own environment, how I had to travel an hour plus just to get to a quiet location, just to visualize when I would walk around and I see the buildings or the houses and the apartments and the cars that inspire me and the location by the water that inspires me to want more and do more, even when I wasn't in a good position in life. I've always made an attempt to put myself in that position, right? I wasn't around the wrong crowds. And that's another thing, how you know, the lack of self-control and the lack of self-respect you have energetically. Most people have energetically. You know, I'm talking in general terms because I don't know who's listening to this right now. You're listening to this right now. And I just want to bring awareness to where you are giving your energy. You know, it's like not caring about the quality of your conversations, not caring about who you break bread with, not caring about who you are around or who your roommates are or who you call friends or who you train with, or you don't really care about these things. You know, you don't care about the conversations. You don't care about who you are dating. You don't care about, you know, the just, you don't care. There's no quality control. You don't care about the workplace you're in. You don't look for a place that fits you best. You just, oh, whatever I can take, you know, because I'm too lazy to look for one that fits me right. See, when I was in a certain place where I felt like, damn, I'm struggling and I'm not where I want to be. These are the things that matter to me. These are the things that were important to me. I had to stay so close to the information that I knew I needed to listen to move in momentum, to move in a different direction. I had to limit myself from certain environments, from certain people, limit certain conversations I have with certain people. You know, and it's unfortunate because, you know, some people are not in the position right now, right? So it's harder for people to do so. But again, it's making the sacrifice. It's making the sacrifice. And me being in New York City, seeing my family, I was there for a few days. I had time to meet new clients. I had time to see the old places that I went to visit family. I'm going to these places that I used to go to, these office spaces I used to work in. I went to all the spots, most of the spots. And I see all the growth and the changes and everything that since I was last there. And I'm like, man, dude, I was willing to give it all. You know, I was willing to do whatever it took, right? Even with my limited resources, I was willing to take all of it to the next level and use every bit of resource I had to the highest level, to its full potential, because I really wanted it. I really wanted clarity. I felt lost. I really wanted clarity. I really wanted to get out my position. I really wanted to move out the hood. I really, really wanted change. I wanted success. And now I look at the position I'm in. I'm like, wow. Wow, I have everything that I said I wanted at that time. And when you get to this place, now you got to make new moves. You got to create a new mountain to climb, right? Because now it's like, what's the bigger vision now? Because now I'm at zero. Think about it. Certain stages of my life, I was in the negative. And I'm always at zero now. Because if I'm in the negative, it's like, okay, I got to get out of it just to climb back to zero. Now there's a foundation. Now it's time to build on top of. What do I want the next 25 years of my life to look like? What do I want the next 15 years of my life to look like? See, now there's clarity for that. There's preparation for that. There's skills that have been developed for the last 15 years. There's moves that are being made now in the present that's going to impact my life when I'm 40 years old. I'm 31 years old right now. When I'm 40 years old, I'm going to look back and be like, damn, the moves that I'm making today is going to impact me within the next 10 years. See, creating a vision and knowing that, hey, this is my overall outlook on life. I am this. This is what I'm doing. I am him. I'm going for it all. I know that I'm the head of the table. I'm moving as if I'm the head of the table. I've always moved like that, even when I wasn't. Even when I wasn't even in the right position. I said, I'm the head of the table. Let's go. Let's go. I'm moving with a different level of energy. And lately, man, it's just been, there's so much results, momentum, growth. So much growth that's happened and so much changing of perspective and the right people coming into my life. And it's by living a certain way and allowing the new to present itself. it's living the way I've been living for so long, so consistent, that everything just adds up. It adds up. It adds up. It adds up. And you start seeing the results. You start seeing the people that say, yo, man, let's grow. Let's make it happen. Let's do this, right? And then also, there's those who grow with you, and then there's those who say, man, this is when I stop. This is where the elevator stops, right? Because it's too much growth, right? Point A to point B made sense, but point B to point C, I just got to get off the train. And that's part of life. That's part of life. So if you're listening to this right now, just understand, as the leader of your own life, as someone who values success, as someone who's looking to do what's best for the body and mind, you're willing to put in the work, you're willing to make the sacrifices, you're looking to invest in yourself and do what's best for you, you have to understand that these little decisions, every single decision comes with a consequence. It matters. Every little decision, every time you show up for you, it matters. Every time you wake up early at 4 a.m., it matters. Every time you say yes to showing up at the gym, it matters. Every time you read a page of a good book, it matters. Every time you do, just every time you say no to something that you know that will drain your energy, something that's not for you, or something that seems easy and convenient, just know it matters. It comes with a sacrifice. And for so many people who are lost about this, they're not aware of this, trust me, they feel the results. They feel the results being around an environment that's not it. And you're just like, man, why am I so unhappy? Why do I feel so lost? Why do I feel so drained? It's like, look at what you decided to prioritize. You didn't respect yourself energetically. You didn't respect yourself. You didn't respect your attention. See, and I'm in a place right now, fam, I'm 100% respecting my attention, my focus, my energy, living the results of all the moves I've made up to this point. And now when it's time to end the year strong, turning it up a notch, I have the energy to turn it up. Clients from all over the world getting started. Fam, if you're someone who's listening to this and you're not working with me one-to-one, I don't know what you're doing. Get in contact with me. Hit me up on Instagram. Get in contact with me. Go to anthonymaniah.com. Sign up to my email list. Sign up to that. Get in contact with me ASAP, fam. If you're not working with me one-to-one, fam, I don't know what you are doing, because it's time. It's time. That's the energy I'm moving with. It's time. I'm turning it up 1,000, fam, and I'm challenging you to grow with me. I'm challenging you to grow with me. Because once you are stagnant, fam, mentally, and you're stagnant in your life and you're afraid to make changes, you're afraid to grow, you're just like, hey, you will eventually get off the elevator, right? You step off. This is too much. Then you go through mediocre problems due to stagnation, due to just beating around the bush, going in circles. Suffering through fantasy, suffering through loneliness, suffering through meaninglessness, suffering through just no momentum. So I'm telling you to end the year strong. I'm telling you to create goals for yourself. Create goals for the new year. Get excited about the new year. Get excited about your life. Start valuing success. Start valuing your time. Start respecting your energy. Just understand there's certain conversations that you got, but yo, hold on with that. Hold on. You know what I mean? Let's chill, right? Even if it's your own family member. Sometimes you gotta let people know where you at. Be like, yo, listen, right now, I gotta stay focused. I'm in the zone right now. And you gotta do whatever it takes to create that environment for yourself. And every single decision you make matters. Every single moment you are awake, it matters. Everything matters, fam. So remember, there's no decision you make that doesn't have a consequence. You can sit down, lay down all day and do nothing, and that's your choice. You can be mediocre, that's your choice. or you can value success, and that's your choice. And a successful mind, someone who says, I want to win, I want to do what's best for me, they're willing to do whatever it takes and turn it up on a whole new other level and value what's important. Value being healed versus healing for the rest of their existence. Value being healed and then building a life on top of that healed mind, that healed heart, that healed body, because you did whatever you can during the process to say, yo, I got to put these pieces back together. I got to fix myself, make adjustments. I got to learn and move with this forward energy every second, fam. You got this, family. You got this. Listen to this episode again. Share this with somebody you know. Take a screenshot of it. Put it up on your social media, fam. And my challenge to you is to show up for yourself and value success. Congratulations, you made it to the end of the episode. I truly, like, you have no idea how much I appreciate you for reaching this point and you listening to this podcast. There's so many shows out there. There's so many people, you know, who sound like me and talk like me and saying the words and life-changing information, and you're choosing to listen to me. And I truly appreciate that. All I ask in return, fam, because I give my life to this. I gave my life to the show. I gave my life to this episode. All I'm asking, fam, if you found it valuable, is to leave a review on the show. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're able to leave a review, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the pod, and it helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. So if you can, right now, this moment, before you, you know, start your day, go to sleep, or before you do whatever it is you're doing next, please leave a review on the show. I truly appreciate it, fam. Till next time.